The Jehovah Witness pastor that was taken up in a UFO in January 1976 near Rio de Janeiro in South America. We pick up the recorded interview in Hermenio's words. Bianca and I were traveling from Rio de Janeiro to Belo Horizonte on a highway that connects both capitals. When we were close to the city of Juiz de Fora, in the state of Minas Gerais, and also near the city of Matias Barbosa, which is before the city of Juiz de Fora, I began to feel very sleepy. I told Bianca I am going to stop the car here, in order to rest for a while. I am going to close my eyes for 15 or 20 minutes because I am so tired. And I did that. My car was a Carmandia, 1965, yellow color, and this was on January 12, 1976. It was night time, about 11:30 at night, and I stooped the car on the shoulder of the highway, and reclined myself in the seat, and fell right to sleep. Bianca was awake and smoking as she looked ahead up the road. I had told her not to sleep because we might sleep too long, and I had a very important meeting in Belo Horizonte, and I should be there in the morning. So she should wake me in 20 minutes and we would proceed with the trip. I always did that, stopping along the road to sleep for a little while, and I always traveled during the night because I like to drive at night. I also needed the day for work. At that time I was also selling the Encyclopedia Britannica. I was going to meet friends in Belo Horizonte also. Bianca later told me how everything started. She said that she saw a light in the sky, and that light was moving from one side to the other, like a hot air balloon. In Brazil, people make hot air balloons of silk paper with a candle or wad of oil-soaked rag inside to heat the air. We used to live in Rio, where people release balloons like this the year round. As Bianca, if I was waked I also would have considered it a balloon. I, or we, never thought that flying saucers existed, or extraterrestrials in their spacecraft. I was a pastor of the Jehovah's Witnesses Church, and as pastor and head of the congregation, I would not have accepted any idea of the existence of other life in other worlds, no matter who told me. It so happened that the light was getting closer to the car, and Bianca was disturbed by the luminosity in the sky. She found that balloon beautiful, and suddenly had the impression that it fell, because the light went out and that was all. Then suddenly she saw a glow on the ground, like a lightning flash, ahead and to her right, but out of the road, and she thought it might be a short circuit in the high tension lines along the road there. She was concentrating on the light when she saw a black shadow. The night was dark, but she could still see something coming from the sky, and passing directly over the car. At that point she screamed, and that scream woke me up. It was a scream of terror. Hermenio, an airplane is going to fall on the car, Bianca screamed. I woke up frightened, and at that moment I was paralyzed in position. I was trying to get out of the car, and I was paralyzed in that position. I tried to overcome the power but was helpless. I was completely paralyzed, feeling a strange sensation, like everything inside me wanted to come out of my mouth. The sensation that I felt at that moment was like an elevator trip at high velocity. I do not remember how long that took. I can only say that everything stopped as quickly as it started. My movements were free again and normal. Suddenly it was no longer night, but like I was under the sun in daylight. I was under a light like the midday sun, and I was no longer on the road, and was still in my car. We were all inside a round room, where the light, a luminous light, was coming from the wall sides. It was like, if I was inside a light bulb, but the only place that was not illuminated was the ceiling. In the ceiling was a large apparatus that looked like an exhaust ventilator. And we were frightened. What could this be? I want to leave the car, but Bianca is holding me saying, don't go out, and she was crying. I was frightened, and my heart was beating very hard. I could never think that I was being kidnapped, and I don't know if this is the correct word, but kidnapped by a flying saucer, because I was not a person that would be attracted to this type of studies about saucers and ETs, because I was completely ignorant in this respect. And Bianca also, like me, was ignorant on the subject. Besides the apparatus I saw on the ceiling, there were also smaller appliances around the room. and there was a curious thing ahead of us, and I could see it from my seat inside the car. A stair, aluminium color, went up in a curve ending on the top of the ceiling of the room we were in. But there was no opening, so why would it end in the ceiling? Start from the floor and end in the ceiling, and it was not in a spiral, but a gentle curve going up. We were there sitting in the car and looking at that room, worried. I was trying to calm Bianca, telling her that it could be possible that we were being taken by Americans, American scientists, or Russians, and possibly we were mistaken for somebody, like scientists or something like that, and possibly when they would find out their mistake they would release us, and let us go. Maybe we were not the important persons they were looking for. A confusion must have been made someplace. But we could never stop thinking that we were inside something that came from the sky, like a flying saucer. So Senior Casalotto, at the top of that stair, in the ceiling, a hole was suddenly visible, like a round covering was open, and we were upset wondering what would come through that hole.
Was there anybody in that room beside you?
Hermione, no. We were alone inside the car, and the apparatus was all around us, and in that beautiful illumination. Suddenly a man started coming down the stair, and after him another one. Two men were coming down, and they seemed to talk with someone that was on the upper floor from where they came. It seemed that somebody was asking them a question, and they would respond and answer. That would mean there should be another room beside the one we were in at that moment. And then they came up close to us. We saw that they were two men, very tall, a little over 2.0 meters tall. They were wearing white overalls, and they were coming up to us while they were talking. They were smiling, with beautiful white teeth. The skin was like a bronze color, and I thought, what kind of people are they? Germans? Russians? Or what race were they? I also noticed when they came closer that skin color I had never seen before. They were very beautiful people, with large green eyes, oblique. But the eyes were positioned a little different from our own. Our eyes end at the side of the head in a point. But their eyes were just the opposite. The point was close to the nose, and not at the side of the head. They looked like Oriental eyes, but in reverse. We see Oriental eyes pulled to the sides, but theirs was reversed and pulled to the front, towards the nose, and the round end was at the side of the head. They were very nice looking. They had nice long black hair, worn to the neck, and neatly cut horizontally across the bottom. While they were approaching, I noticed that their coral was brilliant, giving the impression that the color would change with the ambient light. When they came closer, I started talking and cursing them, and trying to start a fight, and yelling at them, "Who are you people? What do you want with us? Why did you do this? Where are we?" And I was gesturing and insisting in more questions and more questions still. What kind of language did they speak? Hermione. Oh, I will come to that. They were talking in a language very similar to French, at least it sounded like that to me, seemed to be close to it. I don't speak French, but I know the meaning of some words and I know when I hear it. I saw that it was like French, but it was not French. One of them went behind my car, and the other went to the right side of the car, and made a gesture to Bianca to get out of the car, which she did, helped by me, because the door on her side would get stuck, and I had to hit it with my hand to open it. My car was an old one, and I had the impression that he already understood that, because he helped me open the door. When Bianca was getting out, he took her arm, and without waiting for an invitation I went out the door on my side, and was taken by the hand of the other one who had gone around the back of the car. I hit his hand trying to make him let go. I am not too tall, so I was near the height of his belly button. I was feeling like a dwarf, and that strong warm hand was holding my arm, and I was trying to get myself free from him with no success. I had the impression that he was holding us in the air. And so in this way we were going in the direction of a hole that was in the floor behind the car. We went down by a stair, and then I understood why they were holding us all the time. It was because we could not feel the ground floor. Does that mean you were sitting on the floor? Hermione, oh no. We were light, very light, and could not walk normally. I had the impression that we were like stepping and not finding the step. Loss of equilibrium,